Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me see you put your hands up now. Now.
With guest host, Ryan Leaf.
Been listening to you guys since day one. You guys are phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Just keep getting better like fine wine.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, SI senior NBA writer Howard Beck. Bleacher Report NFL draft analyst Connor Rogers. Still to come, Commanders defensive end Chase Young, Oregon defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau, and now, sitting in for Rich, it's Ryan Leaf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. Pretty quick on the trigger there, Rich Eisen Show social media group. Miami Dolphins.
Got it up there, yeah.
Yeah, Miami Dolphins. Las Vegas Raiders will not have as good a season as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers, who dished away their top wide receivers in the offseason. Bold.
By the way,
is that bold on my part, or do you guys feel the same?
By the way, call us and talk about it if you agree or disagree. 844-204-RICH. Ryan just said both the Packers and Chiefs will have better years than the Raiders and Dolphins. Agree or disagree? Give us a call.
I think both of them still win their divisions, to be honest. Now, I could be moved off my spot in the AFC West with my Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. But speaking of getting after quarterbacks, joining us on behalf of FedEx is Chase Young on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. Chase and FedEx have teamed up at the NFL Draft to spread the word about the brand's ongoing support of small businesses, plus its sustainability goals and their ambition to become carbon neutral by 2040. Be sure to check out Chase's new video highlighting these key initiatives on Twitter and Instagram. Welcome to the show, Chase. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for taking the time and being on the show. Appreciate everything you're doing with FedEx. You're on here. You're here on behalf of FedEx at the NFL Draft. Why did you partner with them?
Just here with FedEx. This year, their motto is "Where Now Meets Next," and that applies to me, and as well as all the prospects coming into the draft. Definitely not with me and my injury. I feel like everything I do now would just prepare me for what I would do next, just my future. FedEx has two priorities: supporting small business and sustainability. Last week, FedEx's all-new electric van delivered a package from a small business, Full Circle. The van was also part of a record-breaking journey on a single charge traveling 260 miles from New York to Washington, D.C. FedEx and I shot this cool new video to highlight the all-electric van. Check it out on my Twitter and my Instagram.
You were also part of a special world record, right, with FedEx last week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, but the van, it's great. The all-electric van on one charge made it from New York to Washington, D.C. in 260 miles. So, that's pretty crazy. The world is definitely going, I feel like, definitely more on the electric side in the future, for sure.
That's some kind of electric charge. Is that kind of the kind of motor you have when you step on the football field?
I try not to compare it to a car, but hopefully it's better than a car.
Well, it's something to behold. It's something fun to watch. You guys got a new quarterback in the offseason in Carson Wentz, and you've seen him firsthand, of course, going up against him in Philadelphia. What's been the reception, and what are you looking forward to with this dynamic offensive and defensively heading into next season?
Yeah, I'm just looking for to Carson do his thing. Throw it like he can. Carson's I feel like he's a big talent. He's a pro. Knows how to manage a game. I'm just excited. Obviously, you know what he can do on the field, but what he brings to the team off the field with leadership, leading the offense, and, you know, just being a guy that we can all depend on.
Chase, we're about to see the NFL draft go off in Las Vegas here tomorrow night, and I was telling my story about my draft experience years ago and just the aura, the hoopla, all of it. But when you came into the league, when you made the decision to come to the NFL, it was right during the beginning of the pandemic. People were at home. Tell us about your draft experience, how you look back on it. Do you wish you would have been able to have this experience, or was being with family during that moment even more special?
Yeah, definitely. Going back, you know, not being able to go to the draft, you know, the draft would have been in Vegas, so I definitely, you know, definitely would have wanted to go. Obviously, this is my first time in Vegas. But, you know, spending time with my family on draft day was definitely cool. Definitely something I'll never forget.
Playing at Ohio State, I always like to get into the college aspect of every player. You were just phenomenal and a difference maker on defense. Playing for the Buckeyes has to be something incredibly special. We're watching continuously every single year their team be a part of the conversation for the college football playoff. What ultimately made your decision to be a Buckeye and wear the scarlet and gray?
Yeah, I mean, one of my biggest, you know, priorities there was, going to college was who was going to coach me. With Ohio State, a lot of coaches had showed me, they had talked about what they could, you know, do for me, you know, my future down the line. But Coach Larry Johnson, he had actually showed me what he can do. He would show me Joey Bosa's freshman film and compare it to his sophomore film. And, you know, compare that to his junior film and just show how he progressed with each drill. You would see the drills used in the game. And, you know, he just actually showed me how he would, you know, make me the best player that I can be. And, you know, I believed in him. He believed in me.
Well, he certainly did that. It was fun to watch, and it's been incredible to watch at the NFL level. The defensive end position, the edge rusher in particular, has become a staple and an important factor in this. And this year's draft in particular, there is an opportunity for three defensive ends to be drafted in the first three picks. How important of a position has it become at the NFL level because of how the quarterback dictates what a team does offensively more than anybody else?
Yeah, I would say, you know, every play the offense has to go either, you know, if they run it, they got to go either on the left side of the line or the right side of the line. I feel like on each side of the line, you know, you have to set the edge. And if you don't, it's a problem, you know, for your defense if you don't set the edge. You know, quarterback is obviously, you know, the NFL is the number one main priority. You definitely have to have a quarterback. And, you know, next thing to that is guys who can rush the quarterback and, you know, get them out of what they want to do. And I feel like an edge rusher is the best position for that. I feel like, you know, we can definitely make a lot of noise coming off the edge.
Yeah. Washington has a lot of expectations heading into this year. The NFC East always kind of up in the air on who's going to do it. They haven't had consecutive division champions since, I think, the early 2000s. So kind of give the Washington Commanders fan base out there a little idea of what to expect this year from this team defensively as a unit and when they're out there cheering for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting this year. Happy to come back, ready to get things going.
Well, that's great. Before I get you out of here, I want to talk about a couple of the things you're doing with FedEx, a big part of why you're on the show today and talking about it. You mentioned the mantra, and we've heard it before, where now meets next. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, basically, you know, I just feel like everything we do now is definitely a plan for, you know, just the future. In fact, FedEx is aiming to become carbon neutral by 2040. So, you know, that's definitely a big step, you know, towards the future. And, you know, they're working on that right now. You know, so by 2040, you know, all carbon neutral, you know, you haven't really seen that around.
Yeah, it's important. I live in California. You know, the governor here has talked about where they're going to take the climate control aspect of things back here in the state of California. So really, really proud of you and what you're doing. I think one of the biggest things that you learn, and it's something that you definitely have, once you enter the NFL, your platform becomes so special, and it's about being of service. And what's funny about that is when you start doing things for other people and make it about other people, it lifts you up and makes your life even better. So keep doing what you're doing. It is a pleasure to watch you play on Sundays. And thank you for taking some time today to be part of our show, Chase.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Chase Young, everybody, defensive end for the Washington Commanders, second overall pick. I forgot that he was a second overall pick. How many drafts have there been ever?
In the history of the NFL draft?
Yeah.
I don't know, 90 maybe?
All right, so there's 90 of us. So him and I are in a pretty cool club together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he knows who the hell I am, but he's a guy that asked him questions about FedEx today. I know that. And he's just like, I know that guy. I know that guy.
Chase Young, absolute beast. That 2020 draft, loaded.
Yeah. Loaded.
Obviously, we know all the quarterbacks, but...
Right. Joe Burrow, number one overall.
Joe Burrow, number one. Chase Young, two. Jeff Okuda, I mean, Ohio State, his Ohio State teammate, has had some bad luck with injuries since, but... You know, Tua,
Justin Herbert at six.
Justin Herbert six. We know Tua went five. Isaiah Simmons, C.J. Henderson, Mekhi Becton. He's had some injuries too with the Jets, but
he was an impact early on. Mekhi Becton was.
Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, obviously at 22. Brandon Ayuk, monsters.
Isaiah Simmons won for me. I was high on that guy. I really thought the Giants should have taken him early in that draft.
And then, man, just like the first few picks of the second round, too. T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr., DeAndre Swift, Xavier McKinney, Kyle Duggar, beasts.
Yep.
Jonathan Taylor went 41.
I remember when T. Higgins was taken there, and I just said that is – I'd watched that kid. I'd watched him from his national championship year, and I just thought he was going to be – a difference maker, and he certainly has. That's for sure. Chase Young, he talked about Carson Wentz a little bit right there. I do believe this move was made because of the amount. I mean, I was so surprised when it happened. Not that he left or not that he got moved, but the trade that was done for it, right? The amount that was given up, taking on the contract, all of those things. There has to be something that Ron Rivera has seen, you know, what the Washington Football Club is seen in the past playing against Philadelphia twice a year, that they knew he could make a difference. And people forget, right? I mean, he threw 27 touchdowns a year ago with only 7 interceptions. Now, he was a big reason why they didn't get to the playoffs and how he performed late in the year. That game against Las Vegas where he coughed it up in Indianapolis and then on the road at Jacksonville at the end of the season against a team that had only won, I don't know, had they only won one game up to that point? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Trevor Lawrence made Trevor Lawrence look like an all-pro quarterback. And they got beat, and they got left out of the playoff conversation. Because guess what? In the AFC, clearly, just getting into the tournament meant something. Because if you did, you had a shot.
Mm-hmm. It was wide open, man.
Wide open. On both sides. Yep. Both sides ended up being wide open. So, interested to see what Washington will look like. It was great having Chase on the show there. Talk a little bit about it. The thing that I find interesting about the NFC East, and I made the point, is no team has backed it up since Philly did back in the early 2000s. No one has... went back to back in terms of division champions. It's just it's been a free for all every single year. So I wonder which team is going to step up. It was Philly last year? It was Dallas last year? Year before it was Washington. Philly got in as a wild card a year ago. Who does it this year? I would think that Dallas is right back in the mix.
I would think it's Dallas's division, TJ, to kind of lose, right? I know we've talked about them. About how they haven't really improved since this time last year, but I still think they're the class of the NFC East, right?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, I know my spot here is to hype up Dolphins, Cowboys, but, you know, what Rich said a few weeks ago was pretty right. He was like, they are not as good today as they were when the season ended. So we're just going to have to see. You know, despite what people say about the Joneses, Ryan, when it comes to drafting, if you look at the Cowboys' last 15 years of draft picks, they've done an overwhelmingly good job of selecting, especially first-round talent. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
I don't think they've been great at putting staffs together, to be honest with you.
That could be.
And if you guys remember correctly, last time I was on the show, or maybe the time before when the season was going on, I said the Cowboys' biggest liability was who was sitting in the head coaching spot.
Yeah.
Because of what the time management and game management stuff had looked like during the season.
Well, clearly that hasn't changed, right?
Right.
I mean, I think that's still the same coming into this year.
So that for me is the biggest question mark, right? I mean, you got one of the most dynamic players on the defensive side of the football, Micah Parsons. That draft pick was,
yeah, I mean,
you know, where do they go in the first round? Do they go get a wide receiver to replace Amari Cooper? Maybe to put along CeeDee Lamb? I don't know.
It seems like there's other spots that should be addressed.
I think the offensive line needs to be addressed.
Oh, absolutely.
The Tyrone Smith scenario and at left tackle when he's healthy, he's great, but he hasn't been healthy.
Yeah, I mean, he's put a lot of mileage on that big body. So
yes, he has. Speaking of a big body, coming up next, Oregon defensive end, prospective number one overall draft pick when the season started in college football. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to join us, talk about his move up the ladder, down the ladder, and where he is heading into the NFL draft tomorrow night when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. I am Ryan Leaf.
Hey,
filling
Ryan.
In for Rich.
Hey, Ryan. Great to see you.
Do you guys like my red sweatshirt?
It's very red.
Very red.
I didn't release how
what a blood.
Believe how or didn't realize how red it looked like on TV.
It's very red.
Don't take this personally, Bulls fans, but I did consult for the Bulls earlier this year. There was no voodoo on the injury stuff. Coach Donovan and I were working to try to you know, maximize this Bulls team. So that's what we were trying to do.
Can you get into that a little bit more? Like, yeah.
Plus, do we have that picture?
What is that like?
Like,
what's the call? What's the ask? Like, what are you actually?
Well, this will be great for the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay.
Head coach Billy Donovan spends a lot of time when he's his content that he views or takes in is a lot from YouTube, and he saw my clip from this show.
Oh, nice.
Talking about the combine and missed opportunities. And he really believed that this team had a real opportunity this year. And you can't let those pass you up, right? So when it's presented to you, you make the most of it because you never know if it's going to happen again, right? It's important. He thought my message would hit home. And so I told him I would make a pass through their road trip, their West Coast road trip. They were in Sacramento, Utah, and then Phoenix. And spent a little time with the team. And I think we have... now, this is a funny photo because...
This is amazing.
This photo is ridiculous.
Because you guys, in our pictures together, I mean, I'm a big guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 6'3", and you've got me by 2 inches when we're in pictures. So to see this picture for a radio, it's Ryan with a bunch of Chicago Bulls.
Well, we're going to tweet this out. I know you hit this on Instagram a while back, but like, when we first saw this.
Yeah, I sent this in the group chat to everybody. I was like,
you are, generally speaking, one of the biggest people that we see on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, right.
And I say that in the most polite and flattering way possible. Like, you're a giant, okay? And you look like a little person, yeah, like Del Tufo next to Shaq with Zach LaVine, Vucevic, DeMar DeRozan, and who else?
Is Tristan.
Tristan Thompson. It's unbelievable.
It just goes to show you how really big basketball players are. Like,
throw that up there again.
You don't really appreciate the size of these NBA players.
I need to see this picture again. You listening on the radio, everybody, DeMar DeRozan's to my right, and he's literally 6'8", right? And Vucevic, I can't say that right, but he's like almost 7 foot. He's 6'11".
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson, 6'11".
Yeah.
And Zach LaVine's right around 6'7", 6'8", too. And you're right. Now, the day before, I was at the Valspar PGA Tour tournament with a bunch of my old Tampa Bay Buccaneers teammates, and Derek Brooks, Warwick Dunn, and Rondé Barber.
Right.
And do we have that photo as well?
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah.
Throw that out there and see the difference from what one day to the next when you're talking about the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, because you're talking about Warwick Dunn, who's 5'10".
Yeah, there
Rondé
it is.
Barber's 5'10". Derek Brooks is 6'1".
You're looking like Sean Bradley in that picture.
No, this is like the opposite.
The juxtaposition of those two photos in two separate days around two separate sports, right?
It's amazing.
With another group of athletes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, by the way, superstar, Hall of Fame, top of the line, all-star athletes.
Yes. It's a lot of fun to be able to do what I get to do now, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of people sometimes think that I go in there and tell them what not to do, right? I had to get to the top of the top first, right? So I had to do a ton of stuff right. There is a full arching story to all of this. And I truly believe that when I tell it in a room, it's palpable and it can help fully understand. Now, if you're not willing to listen, you're not willing to hear it, then that's entirely up to you. That's your choice. But to be continued to ask to be a part of professional programs in the collegiate programs that I speak to every fall is huge. So one of those teams I spoke to, I think it was in Kayvon Thibodeau's freshman year at Oregon, was the Oregon Ducks. Mario Cristobal had me come up and speak to this team. And right now we're going to welcome in that defensive end, Kayvon Thibodeau, who joins us on the Old Spice podcast. Joins us with Old Spice, is joining us now. How you doing, Kayvon?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's been a while since I talked to you. I think the last time I talked to you was at Pac-12 Media Days, getting ready for the season.
A while ago.
Yeah, I love the premise behind the Old Spice partnership. It kind of took me back a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about that partnership and what you guys are trying to accomplish with it.
Yeah, so I'm super proud to partner with Old Spice. We go way back, just, you know, me using Old Spice my whole life and having my father and grandfather using it. It'd be kind of passed down. You know, it's kind of like a family tradition almost. But, you know, so the greatest thing about the partnership that I have with Old Spice and their School of Swagger is the mission to build confidence and to empower and instill confidence into underprivileged youth. Right. So the whole plan is to have more kids going to school and have more kids with confidence to graduate and to continue, you know, to further on their education using, you know, our mentor system with the Dream Foundation in conjunction with Old Spice.
Well, I can tell you, I use Old Spice. I use the spray on me every day. I use the Swagger one. So, I get it. I have a heck of a lot more confidence walking around with a little Old Spice Swagger on me every day. So good on you, brother. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Less than 36 hours away from the NFL draft. I kind of talked to you about this off air a little bit. How you feeling? What's the anxiety, excitement? What's Kayvon feeling like?
I'm just blessed, man. You know, all my family's here out in Vegas, so just being able to rejoice with them and just really cherish this moment, you know, trying not to let the moment get too big, but just, you know, being sure in it. You know, we're ready for this. That God has, you know, made it, you know, so that I come to this point, and now I just got to finish.
You know, pressure and expectation, nothing new to you, right? Five-star recruit out of high school, Pac-12 champs in your freshman year, to presumptive number one overall pick before the season started. How do you manage the high expectations that exist and continue to exceed them and be at the very top?
Just set higher expectations for myself. That's it. My expectations are higher than everybody else's. You know, I'll be disappointed at myself, you know, more than I'll be worried about somebody else being disappointed in me.
Your time at Oregon, right? I remember when you came out of high school, out of Southern California here, Mario Cristobal and that team beat out some very, very good football programs. Talk to us a little bit about your experience there, what you learned, what you got to expand. I've heard you talk about the brand awareness of Nike and the University of Oregon. Speak to that a little bit.
I think the greatest way I developed was, one, in my maturity, and two, in my development. You know, I had a plan going in there. I was going to play 3 years in college and go to the NFL, and they helped me reach that goal. They developed me, and Coach Cristobal, you know, he not only fed into me as a player, but then as a young man, right? He really helped me. He believed in me, so he just continued to mentor me and help me grow.
What do you think about the new head coach and Mario heading to Miami and all of it, but the new landing area, the landing era at your alma mater?
I feel like Coach Land's going to do really well. You know, obviously he did great things at Georgia, so a lot of the team is buying into him, and I'm excited to see what, you know, they have in store. And as far as Mario Cristobal, I was happy for him. You know, he's from Miami, went to Miami. That's where his family is, so just being able to be with his family and do what's best for him.
So Vegas for the draft, right? It was always in New York back in my day. You mentioned, you know, being blessed, your family there. You know, the one piece of advice I'd give you, as I told you earlier, is just, you know, enjoy every minute of it. Let it all in, because once it's all said and done, you go to work. And and not knowing where you might go, how was that felt? Not knowing exactly where you go, or are you just, like you said, blessed, happy with wherever you end up?
I'm just happy because I know I'm going somewhere.
Right.
I think I'd be more nervous if I didn't know if I was going to go. So, yeah, I'm just being thankful. And just like you said, I'm rejoicing at it.
All right. So there's been much discussed about you this draft season, like anyone who is expected to be a first-round draft pick. The discussion has been a bit hypercritical. I haven't quite understood it because I've covered you for the last 3 years in the Pac-12 conference. From he doesn't play hard all the time to football isn't the most important thing. How have you dealt with the criticism, and who can drafting you, the team that drafts you, expect from Kayvon Thibodeau? The floor is yours, bud.
Me, I haven't worried about anything because I'm a big dreamer. Right? I always have big goals and I have big dreams for myself. So the greatest part, once again, about this Old Spice partnership is that we'll be able to really impact people. And I think that's the greatest thing about me and who I am, is when I go to a team, I'll be able to impact that team for the positive, whether it be on the field, off the field, or in the locker room, you know, just being able to have guys buy into me. And I want to encourage everyone to become a mentor today and help underprivileged youth graduate tomorrow by visiting www.oldspice.com/School of Swagger.
Are there a few teams that you've met with that have seemed particularly interested?
All five that I met with, to be honest. I feel like we had great meetings. That's why I have to be at peace, because I know I did everything in my power, and now it's just up to them.
What were those four? What were those five teams?
It was Philly, Philly, Detroit, Texas, Giants and Jets, and then I also those are the teams I went to, and I also met with the Falcons, and I met with the Ravens.
Nice. What do you expect from the spectacle of the NFL draft? Because we've all seen how and what it's become. It's in Vegas. There are rumors that it's going to be out on the water, the Bellagio fountain. I mean, what do you expect from the spectacle? Because it's an important night for you and your family and everything like that. But what the NFL draft has become?
All I know is I'm going to look good, I'm going to feel good, and I'm going to be happy.
Well,
everything else, you just, you know, like I said, I can't control it. And I'm going to just focus on what I can't control.
What are we wearing? What are we wearing? Is it a surprise, or are you going to give us a little sneak preview?
It is a surprise. It is a surprise, but it's not going to be a surprise when you see it, because you know I'm going to be the best dressed.
Well, we know you're going to smell the best with your Old Spice. We know that for sure. So thanks for joining us, bud. It was good to talk to you again, and I can't wait to see where you land and where your NFL career takes off.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a good one.
Kayvon Thibodeau, everybody. Oregon Ducks defensive end.
Bad man.
Bad dude. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's so funny, Ryan. Like, among the non-quarterbacks, right, because we kind of don't have any idea where the quarterbacks are going to go in this draft. Like, could be number two to Detroit. Could be, you know, all the way down. Maybe Pittsburgh's the first team to take a quarterback. Or maybe there's a trade up to the top. Who knows? Who knows, right? But this guy, the talk around him, you mentioned it before, number one player coming into the college football season. Then it was like, yeah, but does he love football? Guy's into all kinds of other stuff. You know, that like kind of Neanderthal way of still thinking about, you know, roster creation. This is the guy, though, for me in this top 10. He could go 1, he could go 10, he could go 15. It's so fascinating just to sit back and kind of watch this play out, because the talent is undeniable.
It is undeniable. And of course, Brockman's talking about our guest, Kayvon Thibodeau, who we had join us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. I agree with you. I covered him for the last 3 years with the Pac-12, yeah, with my Pac-12 show, and he's a game wrecker. Just an absolute game wrecker. If a team on the defensive side of the football is in need, you have to go get him.
Yeah.
You got to. I get some of the things that he said postseason. I see some of the comments. I know Todd McShay had some stuff around it. I don't buy into all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He was very diverse in what they did. He dropped into coverage even at the defensive end position. They asked him to do a lot. But when they asked him to line up, put his hand in the ground, go after the quarterback, he wrecked games. He made a difference. And he'll do the same at the NFL level. I know that for sure.
Everyone needs a pass rusher. And if this guy starts dropping, how do you even think twice when you can get number one, number two overall pick value at 5, 6, 7? How do you even think twice about taking this guy?
You don't. You got to do it. If you are holding on to something that a pundit or an analyst has said around him not playing hard enough, or the fact that he invented his own cryptocurrency and stuff like that at Oregon, or the comments about the reason he went to Oregon was to build his brand, right? It wasn't to win championships. It was to win winning brand. He didn't need to add the win the championships. They did. They won a championship his first year.
Yeah.
They won a Pac-12 championship his first year, but he knew what Nike U could do for him in terms of brand awareness.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Obviously, he's got the game to back it up, but all that other stuff, it worked.
It did. He's an exceptional player, exceptional young man. Loved hearing from him today. Excited to see what tomorrow brings. Like I said, if you are a defensive team that's in need of a defensive player and you let him pass on your draft board, you're going to look back, and that's going to haunt you when you don't take him. So, but what doesn't haunt us is our regular host, Rich Eisen, when he's gone. I don't ever hear him haunting the studio when he's gone. It's always so pleasurable here. He'll join us next from Las Vegas to tell us about what's going to happen tomorrow when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Ryan Lee, filling in for Rich, who's out anchoring the coverage for NFL Network in Las Vegas. I can't wait to ask him what the atmosphere is like already. I know we're less than, 30 hours away from it getting kicked off. So let's do that next. Here on the phone line, the host of this show normally, Mr. Rich Eisen. Welcome, Rich. How's it going?
Oh, Ryan Leaf, gents, how's everybody?
Hey, Rich. What's up? How are you without us?
You don't sound excited to hear me, I'll be very honest with you.
No, Rich. Here's what's happening. So we were playing a video of Malik Willis, right? And the whole time, we're trying to get Del Tufo to get you on the line and give you the white glove treatment of like, hey, Rich, thanks for calling in. We're in a video right now. We'll get to you in a couple of minutes. Ryan will welcome you in.
I was laughing too hard.
He was laughing so hard he didn't want to do it.
He was scared.
I had nothing.
He had nothing.
This whole first minute and a half of this segment is disappointing.
We're mad because you left us, Rich. You know that. We were mad when you left.
Oh, no, here's the deal. Where did you eat last night? Because I saw that. I saw the wine, and I saw whatever bread dessert that was.
Let's give a shout-out because it was the SW Steak spot at the Wynn, where the chef listens to us every day on our local affiliate here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Too bad we weren't with you.
He listens to us and
tell him we said what
is fans of our show. And I told him I'm a big fan of his work. And it was a big mutual admiration society. So we're on every day here in Las Vegas, and it's one big happy family.
Well, what's it like there right now? You know, like I said, about 30 hours away from it getting kicked off. But have you seen the stage? What it's going to look like? I mean, is it going to be the spectacle that everybody assumes it's going to be?
Yes, all that. I have not seen the draft stage yet. But the draft stage, I am told, if you know Las Vegas and the Strip, it is it is by that Ferris wheel that's near the Flamingo Hotel and Paris and all of that. Like the big Eiffel Tower is across the street from our set, where our set is in fact built into the lake of the Bellagio fountains, and it's directly next door to the red carpet that has been built into the same area. And with the fountains behind us, we were doing our first segments for NFL Network. And I heard the most NFL thing I think I've ever heard in the near 20 years that I've been associated with the National Football League. And that is the NFL apparently, starting tonight, will take control of the Bellagio fountains. They will be in charge
of
those things go and what colors are used. So I think there might be some sort of who's on the clock type color scheme with the fountains.
Now, who is actually pulling the? Yeah, who's pushing the buttons? Is like Brian McCarthy back there, like pulling levers?
I doubt that heavily. Mike, what are you? Mike, what are you doing this weekend?
I was actually going to say, like, are they going to play NFL Films music? Like, I mean, with the lights, that would be epic. Like, if they did that,
I don't know. I have not looked into it. I don't know. All I know is that I've heard it is wild that we are now. We're now in Vegas for a draft. It's nuts.
Yeah, buddy.
From the fact that there's draft logos all over Las Vegas, Nevada, to I've never ever landed in a draft city and passed by Thunder Down Under. You know, it's just really very unique in every way.
Or come to our hotel where they have the loosest slots available.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's the other most NFL thing.
$7 steak.
We as NFL employees may not take part in any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like basically me taking a bowl of candy, putting it in front of my children, and saying no sugar allowed.
Don't eat it.
Not allowed. Not for you. Not for you.
There've been some people here for a week, but at any rate, the draft is finally upon us, and it is exciting. This town is ready for it. And I can't believe we're here, quite honestly.
All right, then. You've been there. You're kind of starting to hear the whispers around what's going on. Is there any bombshells that we can expect or possible moves here or there? Or is this going to be kind of a straightforward draft? We may not necessarily know who's going to get picked in the first three picks, but we kind of have a pretty good idea what the top 10 is going to look like.
Yeah, man, we don't know. I mean, I think right now, the word is Trevon Walker is going to be first overall. That after the Aiden Hutchinson conversation being first overall, it has dominated basically.
Yeah.
We left the combine. It certainly appears that we are going to be seeing Trevon Walker first overall and then Hutchinson second overall.
Well, it's got to make Detroit fans just ecstatic to hear that as a possibility.
Unless, they root for Michigan State. I honestly, I don't know how it's going to go after that. I think that's kind of unpredictable. The Texans can go in any direction. They can go offensive lineman. They can go another defensive lineman. Or they could go sauce. I've been told that my sauce dream could be spoiled by the Texans, who could also go Kyle Hamilton as well. They apparently like him too. So three right now in a lot of people's minds is the wild card. And then the Jets will go either receiver or sauce. With the Giants being fifth overall, the question offensive line or receiver or defensive end. I mean, that's basically the question for so many teams until Carolina comes into play with the first spot where a quarterback could be taken. And word right now is that's not going to happen. I'm hearing that that's not in the cards. And they're going to go either try and trade down for somebody who might really adore a certain player that allows them to net more picks, because after they choose sixth overall tomorrow night, the next time we see them is the end of the fourth round and compensatory picks. It's deep for them into the draft until they choose again. And that's the way I'm kind of seeing everything right now. But the consensus in this town is it's Trevon Walker first overall.
That would be incredibly interesting to see how that falls. Now, take off your NFL Network hat right now and put your New York Jets hat back on. And where, as a diehard fan, do you want them to go with these two picks? I've heard you talk about the Deebo Samuel possibility with the 10th overall pick, but what do you think that your New York Jets should do tomorrow night?
That's it. They should take the fourth overall selection, use it on Sauce if he's available, and then hopefully in the next couple of hours, because I'm told that if any trade goes down tomorrow, it will require physicals being taken today. It's got to go. Like, you got to go. You've got to make sure. You can't have, say, the 49ers choose 10th overall and then find out Debo's hurt.
Right.
These things have got to be buttoned up before I think any draft choice is used tomorrow night. So you're going to hear in the next couple of days, couple of hours, I would think, if Debo's going. And that's what I would do. I mean, it really depends on who you ask when you're walking around here. Like, you're hearing not going to happen, then you're hearing it's absolutely possible it can happen. And, you know, nobody really knows the true answer as to why the difference for Debo and the Niners in his mind is irreconcilable. And
I would suspect, as a former player, I would only suspect that he wanted his bag of money and they said no.
Well, yes, I think it definitely involves money. It involves something that happened during the season. It involves something that happened that we don't know.
Right.
During the season that either boiled to a head in the second half of the NFC Championship game or involves that last final moment on the field, because the playoffs and the playoff run for the 49ers was something that would make anybody want to stick around, I would think.
I agree.
So I think the Niners, again, hang on to him, and then eventually, once the day is over, eventually sit down with the guy and say, clearly, you're not going anywhere. If you were, we would have done something. We love you. Sorry this has gone down, but here's the bag of money we're willing to offer. And try and get this thing rectified in time for a playing season.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if something can be self or course corrected here, because I can't imagine somebody who's been so adamant about not wanting to be there have to go back in that locker room if nothing gets done. So, Rich, thanks again for the opportunity for your chair, and thank you for joining us today. I look forward to your coverage tomorrow night. I'm excited for Vegas to host this year's draft and excited to hear your broadcast.
Yeah, me too, man. On the air tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock locally here for Daniel Jeremiah's final mock draft show. And then off and running tomorrow, but I'll call in tomorrow's show.
Awesome.
And thanks again to the chef at the SW Steakhouse who's hopefully listening on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM locally here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, what's for dinner tonight?
Yeah, what do we got?
It's served nice and rare. It's called Nunya, a big
Nunya. That's what it is. Hey, Rich. Yeah, Rich, TJ Jefferson
Bofa,
here.
Bofa. Bofa's on the
menu. Oh, wow. Hey, Rich Eisen.
I don't like the way you guys started the segment. What do you want me to say?
He said Bofa.
Big time in us.
Hey, wow. Rich. Rich, just wondering. This is TJ. Did you have some A1 for that steak?
No. The only sauce yesterday was the one we spoke to. That's it.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
There you go. You're
that's what's
love
up
with that drop now.
Man. I love that.
Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
I know,
nothing.
It's just
you just wanted to use it.
Really, it's just really nothing to do with it.
You should have played That's What's Up, Mike.
Too late. No, don't even bother.
Wrong button. Everybody back off then.
That's what's up.
All right, Rich. Have fun.
Rich, have fun.
All right, man.
We're having a lot of fun without
black,
you, Rich.
Double
just
down.
Putting that out there.
Double
all right.
Down.
Hang in there.
Yeah. Rich
double
Eisen down. From the Rich Eisen Show, live from Las Vegas, joining us.
He didn't stay out. I couldn't thank him.
Oh, you didn't white glove him on the way out.
I couldn't white glove him on the way out.
You know what? Tomorrow, you need to do it.
You've got to
think about it all night. Okay. We'll be going through a process. You need to say, Rich, we have a video that's on. We're excited to have you here. Can you just hold?
Yeah, we're break. We're playing a video.
Well, actually, I'll do it with. We can do it on the air.
Ryan's going to welcome you in.
Rich won't even know.
That's true. That's
Ryan's learning on the job, but he'll welcome you in the best he can.
You just turn your mic on and then we'll hear.
Ryan's looking forward to talking to you.
Ryan's really looking forward to talking to you.
Ryan's really looking forward to it. Been talking about it all day.
Yep.
We got some great questions.
He's excited. Oh,
hold up. It's 11:55 already.
It's over.
The show's
over.
Done. Are you
the
joking?
Over.
I legitimately was thinking we had another hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how much fun we're having.
That's
together?
How much fun this is.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. NFL Draft Thursday. Let's do it.